Hi, I'm Roger Montgomery, author of the investing bestseller, Valuable. If you want to generate excellent stock market returns for yourself, read my guidebook on how to buy the best stocks for less than they're worth. To order Valuable now, head to rogermontgomery.com/book or click on any of the banner ads at the Money News homepage.
But on that subject, because a new airline was today announced coming into Australia, actually flew in. I stood on the tarmac, actually, while it flew in. It was amazing to see it. I don't know if you ever stood on the tarmac of the airport while these big planes come in. It's an amazing thing to see. This one is called Xiamen Airlines. And this airline is flying in from Xiamen and also from Fuzhou as well. Now, these areas have some 38 million people in them, these towns. So this airline, which is seen to be the real upmarket airline in China, and so it's got first class, business class, a lot of those passengers, is up until now a domestic business only. So it's only like an internal airline. And so this is its first route out of Australia. It's coming into Sydney initially, then Melbourne. It's spreading its wings. And part of the reason for it is a great backstory to this, because the vice chairman of this business and the executive director, effectively the bloke running the place, he was educated at Melbourne's RMIT. And when he was at RMIT with a whole bunch of the other executives there, they kind of got together, dreamt up the idea of having an airline, and their ambition, their mission, was one day to fly that airline back to Australia, which they've now done. Really lovely story. So anyway, it came in the Dreamliner, the 787 today. So it's going to be interesting to see it. But as I say, we'll take your calls a little bit later on. It also marks this year the 1 millionth visitor from China to Australia. So it's expected this year that we may see 1 million Chinese visitors come to Australia, and that's going to only grow from there. And in fact, the Chinese visitors have now overtaken the Kiwis and New Zealanders as the people who visit us most. Margie Osmond, good friend of this program, the Chief Executive of the Tourism and Transport Forum. G'day, Margie. How are you doing?
I'm very well. Thank you, Ross. How are you?
Very, very well. Look, this is good, isn't it? Because, you know, it's one of these things where we know about the boom that's taking place in, you know, infant formula and maybe honey. And, you know, we know that Blackmores have got a big, big kick out of it all. But the fact is, this is about people doing business in Australia, about Australia being opened up to Chinese investment, and the Chinese people are coming and they spend more than the Kiwis do.
That's exactly right. I mean, look, the Kiwi marketplace still represents about 1.2 million, and we're at close to 900,000 Chinese visitors, but if you add Hong Kong in, it takes us well over the million. And that's really important, but I think the most important thing about it, Ross, is that there's so much room for growth. There's over 100 million Chinese people travelling every year, and we're getting just 1% of them. So there's more to be got from this marketplace. There's no doubt about it.
So in this regard, I mean, again, this is a twofold thing, because if there's more capacity coming into Australia, there's quite clearly a lot more seats going out of Australia into parts of China. So that must represent, surely, plenty of opportunities for Australian business people who wish to put their backsides in a plane and go and visit China, and or even tourists who quite clearly, if there's more capacity in the sky, it means that there's going to be ticket prices out there that could be very affordable to go and visit parts of China.
Yeah, and look, I think that, as you've rightly pointed out, you know, one of the important things about this is that Chinese mainland airlines fly here, but that we also see a growth in capacity, an appropriate growth in capacity, that means that our local domestic carriers are getting some of that action as well. So, I mean, I think you mentioned Qantas earlier. Jetstar have just done an amazing deal on the Gold Coast with Wanda, the company that's building the Jewel Resort on the Gold Coast, to fly people directly from Wuhan into the Gold Coast on an airline accommodation package.
And here's the thing about this as well, because it is partly tourism, but it's partly business, and that's the whole thing. So say, for example, today we were talking about the new airline coming in, Xiamen Airlines. Well, the point is, you go to that area, as I said earlier on, 38 million people in that region. You got one city there of Xiamen, which is, I think, 2.6 million people. Fuzhou, I think, is 3.1, or it might be the other way around. I mean, we're talking about big, big cities that people can can go and, you know, attract business in what is an increasingly prosperous part of the world.
Absolutely. And I think also from a visitor point of view, because we're seeing this really significant growth in the middle class in China, their first trip now, rather than being overseas, is usually somewhere in China. So you're seeing the development of a far more sophisticated tourism marketplace within China to satisfy its own local population. So for visitors from Australia, I think there's going to be a big opening up of a whole range of previously less than accessible parts of the country and some fabulous new destinations. But as you rightly point out, the other side of that coin is the business relationships that will be born because of the ease of traffic between us in terms of people and ideas.
So, well, it really is an interesting thing to watch this, no doubt about that. Margie Osman is the Chief Executive of the Tourism and Transport Forum, and she joins on the program. And Margie, always great to have a chat.
Thank you very much, Os.
Hi, it's Roger Montgomery again, the author of the investing bestseller, Valuable. To generate excellent stock market returns for yourself, there's only a few things you need to know. And you'll find those in my guidebook on how to buy the best stocks for less than they're worth. To order Valuable now, head to rogermontgomery.com/book or click on any of the banner ads at the Money News homepage.